So the Bear Grylls experiment that exposed female nature.
So if someone watches episode one through to the end, what do you want them to learn as they're sat there on their sofa?
I think one of the things is that, you know, it's survival isn't gender specific, actually. You know, women might approach stuff differently to men, but really it's about this. It's about heart and character. And
I'm all about being independent, not, you know, relying on men for anything. But fire is really important. And the way that they have their camp set up, they have an area to put wood to keep dry. They have all the things they need to cook food. They keep their fire going because it's right by their bed. I mean, they just have a really good system going for them, and we don't.
You get to.
So then that would probably mean you might need men.
See the
you?
Differences. I'm being quite careful not to make it sort of a battle of the sexes and let people draw their own conclusions.
It sucks that we need the boys for some things.
What is it with a woman's nature to be so angry that they need a man? I really have a hard time grasping this, because I think any man would be very happy to admit that we need women to continue to reproduce. We need women to nurture. We need women in many different ways. But you see it time and time again. These girls do not want to admit that they need a man in any way, shape, or form. They would rather die than admit it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's things that we...
See, unfortunately, I wish we didn't. You see how they pre-frame it with, you know, unfortunately, although I wish we didn't. It's, why must you say it like that?
Really need from them, and I hate that it's always like a bar.
I hate that.
Again, well, what can we get from you? And it's just so annoying.
I don't know what their mentality is. Every time they ask for something, they act like they deserve it. And they make it sound like we are taking more from them than they are from us, which is completely ludicrous.
Gaslighting, entitlement, love it. It's hilarious. Perhaps this was happening back in the caveman days, right? And we're seeing it even in nature. So maybe this has always been around. So we've kind of had to baby them in many ways.
Chris, so every time we turn around, they're wanting something.
In a quid pro quo situation, someone in a position of power demands sexual favors in exchange for job benefits.
You just want just a minute of warmth, and then you can just struggle through it. And when the boys said that they didn't want us around, standing around their fire anymore,
unless sexual favors are given, there'll be a loss of job benefits.
We had so many people writing in saying, you've got to do a women's version. And, you know, I thought, hallelujah, brilliant. You know, this is what we really want to do.
We've been crapped on since we've been here.
Yeah, so we've built this architecture. We've built this society. We've built these buildings. We've built this shelter. And now they can go around and proudly say they don't need men. And it's just obviously complete crap, because clearly you do in many different ways. So stop acting like you don't.
We got zero sleep last night. We stayed up the entire night, froze, soaking wet. And we haven't had fire because it rained and put it out. So now we haven't eaten.
Looks like the top here says. Oh my god. Does that man have a blade?
Get the throw, get the throw! We're sorry, buddy.
It's about heart and character and, you know, determination. And that's not, you know, that's not just a domain of a woman or a man.
I can't be cold one more second. I was thankful last night that we stuck to our guns a little bit after tribal and didn't run over and jump in the men's shelter. But going over there this morning, I have no shame. I've never been so miserable. I couldn't get my tail over there to that fire fast enough.
So their egos have been beaten to shreds to where they are no longer existent. So they're finally okay to swallow their freaking pride and say, you know what? We do need you. Can you please bring us in to your finely crafted shelter and your warm environment full of food?
Come on, guys.
This is a very high fall. Make sure you keep your arms to your chest and land on your back. Yeah. Here we go. Bill jumps. Jonas jumps.
Go, Nina.
Oh, my. Here
comes Alicia. Don't start to leave right now.
So none of them were doing it correctly? Instead, he just fall flat on the back?
He got it. He gives it a go. Courtney with a serious injury holding that wrist.
Come on.
Courtney, are you okay?
I'm really dizzy. I don't think I can do
that. All right, everybody, hold up.
Okay, so it's unclear right now what it is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Until you x-ray, you won't know.
Yeah.
Which means we're not sure her status in the game at this point. So why don't you take her out of here?
All right, men, no tribal council tonight. Grab your stuff, head back to camp. Women, I'll see you tonight at tribal.
Yeah, those guys don't give a crap about any of us girls, and it showed it today. They don't care.
You guys just have to have special treatment by the men, don't you? Well, when you go around saying you don't need us and you have such large egos, you know, people don't want to help people who aren't respectful and kind, so why would they go out of their own way? I don't know.
We're not letting those muscles discourage us at all.
All right, let's load up the stuff, guys.
Girls, if we all just keep our head in the game and try to stay, together and just take the boys down, then we'll just be one huge ball of badassness.
You notice how it seems like the women are focusing on the men, but the men are just focusing on the task at hand? What is that saying, winners focus on winning and losers focus on the winners? I'm just saying, they're so, from all these interviews, they seem so obsessed, so bent on proving that they don't need men and they can beat them. What is it?
2,000 years later.
This season's Battle of the Sexes hasn't been a battle at all. The men's tribe has won every challenge.
Badassness.
Words are words, but actions are actions. Image or clothes or makeup, whatever our sort of stuff is, it's not what we are. What we are is beyond all of them.
Chelsea and I needed to wash our hair with fresh water so we can look shiny and clean. What people look like, it matters. There's lots of studies that have been done on that. So we thought if we put fresh water in our hair, our chances go up, up, up.
Oh my goodness.
The reality is, if you're real masculine, a number of women today are offended by that.
Man, this guy was ahead of the curve.
Just the mere presence of pure, unadulterated manliness infuriates some women today.
It does.
When it ought to charm them.
I said what I said. If you don't understand the logic or if you don't agree with the logic, go ahead and do whatever
you want. No. I'm just trying to make sure I heard you correctly. Does it matter the order?
Damn it. Shut up for a minute.
I'm not in a good mood. Just shut up.
Relax, man.
Yeah, he makes a great point. Why? Why are they so bent on not liking masculinity? A lot of these women can't stand masculine women. What is it? Is it because they know they have certain qualities that they don't have? It must be that. It must be some sort of envy, like jealousy. I find it so funny how our current culture nowadays hates a masculine man and will do anything to get him removed, remove his voice, remove his tongue, get him out of the spotlight. They will do anything and everything to get rid of any shape of masculine man. That's why there are no good masculine examples, leaders, people to look up to. The way I always look back to it is a guy like James Bond. That's a typical masculine man that people should probably look up to as men. That's my view.
Not do that right
now. You can relax on it. It'll be okay.
So it looks like they let them into their camp and now they're trying to call the shots. We can't make it up.
On our shelter, and lo and behold, as always, some of the girls came over and were like, can we borrow an ember from our fire? They didn't have fire. So
I don't think any of the girls want to stand over there. It's uncomfortable mooching off of them. I mean, they're all like, excuse me, move, move.
I literally just wanted somebody to punch me so I can be knocked out last night.
Talking about, well, we haven't been warm all night, blah, blah, blah. We're soaking wet. We're cold. We're freezing. So the guys have just, I guess, had to get this mindset like, no more deals. It's off. Like, you know, this is a game. We want to be nice, but again, we're playing for $1 million. Like, screw these girls.
I went out crab hunting this morning and came back and found 6 or 8 of the girls in our shelter underneath our stuff, sitting on our beds, you know, soaking wet, you know, sitting by our fire.
I need to borrow your car right quick.
What kind of shit is that? You want to borrow my car? Hell no!
The worst thing in the world to me is being wet and cold. And it's been like that for a long time.
Crying is a waste of water. Everyone's different, you know. I mean, the women gets really quite feral and shocking, actually, in a way that I'd never anticipated.
How fascinating.
Back in the sea, shall we? Should we put this back in the sea?
Erica starts throwing away some of the group's firewood.
She's lost her mind.
Don't put this back in the sea.
That's how a child acts. It's like, if I can't have it, then no one can. I will sabotage the rest of the tribe for my emotional outlash.
What is going on?
She's now going to push some wood in the sea.
Whoa, what the?
Oh my god, I'm so fucking sorry.
One of the women on the island, which was, she goes, I can't afford to cry anymore, it's dehydrating me.
I feel such a dick.
Warren,
you're my hero.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
However determined they are, this can't do it.
We are a team here, aren't we? Apart from Jane.
You know what? We're dealing with hormonal, irrational women right now. It's not even worth trying to negotiate. No. And at this point, I'm done.
That's why, men, you should not ever have to... You should not find yourself negotiating with your women inside of a relationship. There's no need to do it. Their whole premise is all about their emotions, all about their feelings. And when you try to come at them with any sense of logic, what happens? They get offended. They cry because they feel entitled to everything. A lot of this behavior that we're seeing in this experiment here is very close to children. This is how children behave when they throw temper tantrums. They feel entitled to everything. And it's so funny because now we live in a cult, in a world where everything is so easy. We don't need to worry about the basic things of survival because men have built it. And now women are just out here shitting on men, talking down on men, saying that they're oppressed, they hate men, all types of nonsense, calling just about every masculine man a toxic, misogynist individual. It really is something, talking about feminism, when they don't realize that... You can't have feminism in a world where men don't support you. Think about that.
Every time we caught a fish, it was like a big hurrah. Like, we know we can do something that the boys have been doing every day.
Stab a crocodile.
Jesus.
Gut it, and then carry it out of the jungle.
With the glass ceiling broken, all the oppressed groups shall prosper.
So me and Troy go over to the women's tribe, and we propose that they let us use the net, because they obviously don't know how to use the net. So they go over, me and Troy go over and we say, listen, if you let us use the net, we'll give you 50% of whatever we catch.
I'm just like, 50 fish, that's enough. Everybody can have 2-3 fish each in both tribes. So
wait, 50 fish? Who said they were gonna catch 100 fish?
Jonas doesn't have a suave way about asking things.
What we wanna do now, we're not pushing the issue. What we're going to do is just let them fumble around for a few more days and not catch fish. And they'll come back. And when they come back, the deal's different. It's not 50-50 anymore because they're coming back to us. The deal's more like
80-20.
Is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? What the hell, you want a hand job?
I want to fuck you up the ass.
Whoa. What clip is this?
Every day, our number one priority is shelter. And we're so overworking on our shelter, and it's still just, it's not. We got rained on all night last night. It's like every time we go to bed, we dread it because we know we're just going to be sitting there miserable, soaking wet and cold until the sun comes up.
Girls came back over today. They were absolutely freezing. I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about them last night because I just knew that they were absolutely freezing to death. And then they come over in the morning and they're absolutely frozen to death. And it just it pisses me off, and I just...
What does the nipple rings have anything to do with this?
It's just not right. And that was just, I mean, outright wrong. You just shouldn't do that.
I guess he's simping.
I want to help them.
As white dwarf to the...
As much as I can, because that's what it is being a man. That's what is being a gentleman.
What's being a man is just forgetting about what is best for you guys and just following and listening to the women, doing what the women need, even though they're behind the scenes shitting on you guys. They wouldn't even concede to doing 50-50 with the net. So it's so funny how, you know, men can be empathetic to them, but the other way around, it never works. And so this whole thing about, you know, a real gentleman does what a woman wants. Well, you know, sure, if it's life or death, like, you know, like they say on Titanic, women and children off, I agree. But when it comes to this situation on a television show, fighting for millions of dollars, and they've been talking smack saying, oh, we don't need the men, and then it turns out they do, and then you go and try to make a deal like, hey, we'll give you 50-50 if we can use this net, and they say no. Come on, man.
It's what is being chivalrous.
Why the hell would you ever align with a bunch of girls?
But I think that's kind of a man thing to do, where we're really kind of like thinking it through, like systematically, what we have to do. It's like, you know, the army or something.